before we get to the victory or to the game ahead against Baylor, any second thoughts about that on-court celebration where you tore your Achilles?
I wish I was sitting down. if I was sitting down, I'd be healthy right about now. But that leap for joy kind of got me, because once I leaped up, I felt like someone shot me in the back of my leg and I realized what was going on.
How much of a relief, or maybe vindication, if you will, did you feel at that moment after coming so close last year and just losing that final game in the conference tournament when everybody thought you'd make it to the big dance?
Well, the vindication was actually the game before, because we had played Lafayette in the semifinals, and that's the team that beat us last year, and we really wanted to win a game. And obviously, we played unbelievably well. And so after that game, we felt kind of a vindication for the end. But then getting back to the finals, we knew it wouldn't be easy, because now you're playing an in-state rival. And both teams are really, really nervous and tight, and that's why the score was so it was low scoring. But for me personally, I remember coming 3.5 years ago to Atlanta and wanted to really make Georgia State something special. And so for us to win that game, I mean, it's been a lot of hard work. I had to leave my family in Indiana the first year because my son was graduating and we didn't want to take him out of school. And I just remember all the things we had to go through to make this thing work. And, to get to the NCAA tournament, our big special thing. And that's the relief that I felt, because, again, all the hard work had paid off.
Coach, what lessons would you say were learned and that you relayed to the team based on what happened last year in preparing for that championship game?
Well, I don't know if it was a lesson learned, but again, you don't take things for granted. Last year we were 17-1, and really everything came easy to us. We were winning games that we weren't supposed to win, and it was just so easy. This year it was difficult from day one. High expectations. We've had a ton of injuries. Then we bring on a guy like Kevin Ware, and the situation he had with the gruesome injury that he shared in front of the whole world when he broke his leg, and trying to bring him along into this group. We had just so many dynamics going on, and we just talked about that we were ready for this. We had, this is our time, this is our moment. I think that through all the stuff, and we always talk about the process, and that this was the next step and the final step for that process.
Well, let's talk about the next step in that process, because now you're preparing for Baylor University. Obviously, they are tournament proven here. How do you get your team to relax and at the same time have fun and at the same time play within the Georgia State Panther style of play?
Well, one of the things we talked about is that we're not changing anything. We're going to play the way we're capable of playing. All year, except for the Iowa State game, we felt like, we had to win the game. We were the team that everybody wanted to beat in that regard. But now we're finally to a point where we could just go play and relax. Everybody, Baylor was in the Sweet 16 last year, having a tremendous year this year. No one expects us to win the game. So we want to just go in, relax, play the way we're capable of playing. But understand, we didn't just come here to be a part of this tournament. We came here to win a game. And so we've got a great mindset. We had an unbelievable practice today. The guys are ready. They're extremely focused. And we're ready to play.
And you talked about the Panther style of basketball. For folks who, as many folks do at the beginning of an NCAA tournament, might just be coming in and want to latch on to Georgia State, what are the elements of Panther basketball?
Well, we change defenses, we press, but at the end of the day, we play hard for 40 minutes. Regardless of what happens, we got some kids that play hard. The great thing about Georgia State, we got a lot of kids from Atlanta. We call ourselves Atlanta team. A lot of guys have transferred back home to play. Over half of my team is from the Atlanta metro area. So if you really want to pull for a team, pull for this team, because, it's not only Georgia State's team, it's Atlanta's team. And no one's given us a chance to win the game, but the group is in here, and we're going to make Atlanta proud on Thursday.
Does it start with defense?
It starts and it ends with defense. And, right now we're one of the top 15 teams in the country defensively. We had an unbelievable year defensively. And that's one of the reasons we're in the position we are right now, is because of what we do defensively. People talk about the scores, but we held a team of 36 points in a championship game the other night. And again, that was
a low-scoring game with Georgia Southern.
just a
little bit. I mean, Georgia Southern really had a great game plan coming in. They wanted to cut the game in half, make it kind of a low-scoring game. We missed some shots. We had Ryan Harrell, who had been hurt, who averaged 20 points a game for us. You had him out of the lineup. And so we knew offensively it was going to be a challenge for us. But we found a way to win in that regard. And that's what we want to do on Thursday. We'll grind it out. We'll do whatever we have to do. But at the end, we want to find a way to win the game.
You mentioned Kevin Ware and the injury that he suffered that everyone in the nation saw. Talk about what he has done in order to get himself back to playing and what he's meant to the team.
Well, I tell you, most people think it's been a physical part. really been the mental part of it. You know, mentally he had to kind of get himself back, and he started the season, and you know physically he was ready to go, but mentally he wasn't. You know, when you go in a crowd, all of a sudden, you know, you're worried that next jump could be the one that you break your leg again, and he was always worried about that, and it's taken him some time to get over that. Up until really the last 3 or 4 weeks, I felt like he's been the Kevin Ware that I knew out of high school. Not the physical part, because, again, he's always, you know, once the bone is healing, you're all that, you're already physically there. I'm talking about the mental part. And even right before we left, we're on our way to Jacksonville right now, and before he left, he addressed the team about, hey, listen, I played in the NCAA tournament and played, and here's what to expect. But I also had it taken away from me. And now I have an opportunity to go back and play in the NCAA tournament, how much it meant. There's no pregame speech that I could ever give. What he said to his teammates before we left, that was great, because, again, they all realized that, and you don't take those things for granted.
It's been a while since a Georgia State team has been to the NCAA tournament. Have you had former colleagues, former coaches, former other student-athletes reach out to you and say, hey, coach, I'm with you, we're thinking of you?
Yeah, it's been terrific. You know, the whole Georgia State community, we've had alumnus that probably have never been proud to say that they went to Georgia State who have emailed or called or just stopped by. We've been blessed. The city of Atlanta has really kind of a this team in that regard. And people we don't know have just called us and sent well wishes in that regard, whether it's to meet Jeremiah Achilles or whether it's just for the team. But it's been great how we've been embraced in Atlanta.
Coach, you mentioned Kevin Ware, and he is somebody who is quite visible for some basketball fan, even the casual fan, because he was with Louisville when he had that very bad injury that you talked about, and Louisville went on to win the national championship that year here in Atlanta. But he's a transfer. You mentioned there are other transfers as well. Is this victory going to help you develop a homegrown core of basketball players who can compete and will be with you for all 4 years?
Well, you know, again, I know whether we win Thursday or lose or we get to the Sweet 16 or the Final Four, I don't think that changes, because I think what happens, especially in Atlanta, you know, all kids think that they want to go away from home. You know, I think Georgia Tech faces that also. You know, kids in Atlanta, you know, you want to go away to college, you want to go home. And then they realize the grass is greener on the other side. I mean, at certain institutions, some things that you do, you are who you are. When Butler went to the Final Four, it really never changed their recruiting in regards. What it did, it enhanced them nationally and more people nationally. And I think that's what's going to help us. We've kind of got a niche, and it's been great for us. We'll continue to do that. There's nothing wrong with transferring. I tell our guys who transfer, you know, to Georgia State, I transfer jobs and it's fine. Most of the people in this country have transferred jobs one time or another. There's nothing wrong with that. And so sometimes you get a negative stigma when a kid wants to transfer schools, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. And so that's one of the things that we tell people, and we've got to get wrong with that. And if a kid decides he wants to go to UCLA and all of a sudden, hey, it doesn't work out, I can come back home and go to school. And so we would always welcome them there.
Coach, you're a 14th seed. Do you get caught up in it? Do you tell your kids don't worry about that at all, just go play the game?
No, because when you're in the NCAA tournament, you're going to play a great team anyway. And so I think I don't get caught up in the seeding. I was more concerned that we played somewhere close. That's all I was worried about Sunday night, because I wanted to make sure that our fans would have an opportunity to drive and come and watch us play. And so I was more happy that we were in Jacksonville than happy about whether we were at 12, 13, or 14.
Coach, just good luck with everything. Congratulations. How is the injury, though?
I'll be honest with you, from on the pain level between 1 and 10, it's about a 17. So we'll just have to get through it. I'm on adrenaline right now. I've been on adrenaline really since the whole injury. It's an exciting time for my family and for the university, for my team. But when this all settles down, I'll probably kind of get back and make sure we get this thing really taken care of.
Coach, you won't be able to stand on the sidelines. You will have to take a seat. Correct?
I'm not one of those guys who can just sit down in a chair, so we'll have to see. And like I said, this is a great moment for all of us, and I'm not going to let this injury kind of stop me from what we do.
Well, the best anesthetic would be beating Baylor.
Hey, isn't that the truth? Thank you.
Coach Ron Hunter, the head coach of the Georgia State University Panther men's basketball team. They're heading into their first NCAA tournament game this year against Baylor. Coach, thanks so much for giving us this time. Good luck, and go Panthers. We really appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me on, guys.